that, I think, is a very good... No, really, that's a very good matter-of-fact rendering, you know.
Is that matter-of-fact? Baby girl,
there ain't no... We can criticize Phil, not me.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd do that. You say, Mr. Henry...
We criticize Phil for misspeaking, not me, because that... bad things result. Anyway, that was a very good matter-of-fact rendering, Phil.
And what made that great?
The fact that you basically said that the people that you are playing, me and, for instance, the general and so on and so forth. You know, I'm not even
getting... I told you, don't let it get to you.
The people that you play don't matter at all to you. They could die tomorrow and it doesn't matter to you. Isn't that correct?
No, that's not correct. It matters to me.
It, how do you like that?
Hey, look at it. It's not hanging me up, you know.
Oh, aren't you groovy?
We're burning daylight.
All right, we're actually not burning daylight. We're doing this at night. And we are live streaming here. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And that was, by the way, kicking the show off there. That's Hey Portia from Nelly, huh?
That's what?
Hey Portia from Nelly.
Yeah.
So you don't...
Not really.
No, it's one of the weaker offerings, isn't it? That Nelly is sort of weak, isn't he? Especially with a name like Nelly.
Yeah, what is that Nelly? Why don't these guys get with it and butch up a little bit? You know, their act already is a little... It's half-baked.
All right, well... Talk to him about it. Welcome to the show, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. So I think we're like, we got all the holidays behind us. So the New Year's is behind us and the whatever it's called.
Yeah, you know, the birth of Jesus.
Jesus?
Yes.
Well, you know, we're secular here.
Christmas.
Yes. What do you mean we're secular here?
Let's not get heavy and religious and find a reason to get into a fight, okay?
I'm simply saying...
That was great. You got me to get everybody into a fight.
I'm not getting anyone into a fight. You couldn't remember what the holiday was, right?
Yes, I could. It's Christmas. It's the birth of Jesus. There, you happy?
What a smartass.
Well, Margaret, you're the one that's always looking to find a way to sort of just blow the whole...
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Never mind. Thank you, Margaret. She's just being her. And,
she's being her.
Yes, I be me, and you, not I be.
You be you, and you be you.
You be you.
Hey,
everybody just be what you is.
Now, see, that was fresh enough.
Let me do it, please.
No. Everyone be.
Let me do. You do what, you be what you be, all right?
You are what you are.
Yeah, all right. God.
I'd feel you, all right? Seriously, don't lose it, man.
I just want to move on here.
I'm trying to say I'm going to be what I...
You are. You be what you are.
You be what you...
Yeah?
Oh, this is the part where Phil starts laughing because even though he's putting these words into my mouth, he thinks it's amusing while I stumble all over myself. I bet you'd love it if I fell down on the street and my skirt went way over my head and showed everything.
No, I wouldn't. If I actually wanted to see that, I'd create that scenario. And, you know...
Got you there.
Oh, he's got me there.
So, are we all done? You be what you be, and...
You be what you... You are what you... God damn you.
You are what you is. Say it any way you want. You gotta be who you is.
You gotta be who you is.
You gotta be who you is, who you are.
That's it, right there. You gotta be who you are.
Right. You gotta be who you are. And so let me be who I am, whatever that is.
Well, that wasn't that nice and clear. After all of that way to run, after all that long way to run, I'm going to be who I am, and I don't know what that is. Did you hear that girl laugh?
I did. Phil, it was very feminine.
That's me. Sometimes I'm a little girl, too. Welcome to the show, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here on this live-streaming Monday, which basically means what you're listening to right now was streaming live the night before Sunday. And those of you who are watching me live here on Sunday, how you doing? It's weird, it's kooky, and it's probably nothing that I should mention, but I just thought that I would. On the show today, we're going to talk about... Now, let's see. We have Craig Hinderhouse back, right?
Yes, Craig is back, and, you know, they've got the El Pacifico Yacht Club...
Yeah, they want me to join the yacht club. I don't have a boat.
I told them that, Mr. Henry. I don't think they understood.
You don't have a what?
I don't have a boat.
You don't have a boat?
No. So why would they want me to join their yacht club?
Well, my understanding is you do have a boat.
I don't have a boat. I don't own a boat. You know?
Well, Phil, it's not a boat. It's a yacht.
That's what it is, a yacht.
I don't have a yacht. What do you mean that's what it is, a yacht? A yacht's a boat.
Well, it's kind of different.
No, it is not different. A yacht's a boat. A freaking, an aircraft carrier is a boat, if you want to get right down to it. Anything that floats and carries people around is a boat.
Is that right? Yes, that's right. Look at this. He grows up on a sailboat. His father had a sailboat, so he thinks he's... What are you, all of a sudden...
Yeah, what are you, Popeye the Sailor Man?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
No. Anyway, so what about it?
Well, Craig wants to talk to you about joining that.
And Steve Bozell will be with us. He needs to delete some tweets. We're going to talk to him about his... I don't know why, but we're going to talk to him about his Twitter feed. And
well, he's a little bit of a panic.
Yeah, because he thought he communicated to some underage people.
Oh, what are you talking about, man?
I'm telling you, man, this guy's got to delete tweets.
And then Bobby Dooley also. And this whole thing with Twitter now, there's a lot of drama going on because there are people leaving Twitter. You know, Margaret?
Well, yes, James, the great actor James Woods, that I respect James Woods. I think he is a man of uncommon talent. What I mean by that is it's uncommon in a manner that is almost, yes, it's uncommon as in good, but it's also uncommon as in revolting, or you look away from what James Woods is. And that's, I'm not saying that as a disparaging thing. That, too, is a part of his genius. Nonetheless, he's leaving Twitter because he feels the fascism.
Well, now, he's a very conservative guy, right?
He's conservative, and I'm liberal, but because he's one of our great actors, I am a great admirer.
See, right? This is where you sound like you've got, you know, garbage between the ears.
I beg your pardon?
When you talk about, well, you know, he's an actor, so...
It is a little disingenuous.
No, it is not you know, let me just hip you clowns to something, if you don't mind.
Oh, you're going to hip us.
That's exactly right. I am an entertainment and arts critic. And so the actors and many of the great actors are friends of mine. I live and I work and I traverse that area of life. Okay? You understand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, what are you all staring at me as if you're looking at something that just popped out of a test tube?
No, we're not. We're waiting for you to finish the thought on this. I mean, I'd like to know...
Because it may seem that it is contradictory, the fact that I am a liberal and James Woods is a Nazi. Well, he's not a Nazi, of course.
But he's very conservative.
He's very conservative. That I... You know what? Why am I explaining myself to you, Claudes? You guys, you'd have to be reborn 12 times to understand me.
Well, thank you very much for that. We'll just wait for your...
Phil, don't get all, you know, try to get sympathy from the audience by going, woo. You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. No, nobody knows what you're talking about. Because James Woods is one of our actors, and he's a conservative. You're a liberal. You're on his side.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. You said what I wanted to say. But if you go one more time, I'm going to put this fist through the back of your head. Do you understand?
Well, Ms. Gray.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And you're not going to do that because I'm going to be here to stop you from doing that.
I know.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to our traffic now on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Bob Bacon and the guys are out there. Bob, how's it going?
All right, Phil. I'm up there. Freeway is going to be on similar here until about 2 o'clock this afternoon. You got to put the cock in there. And he took his cock out and put it on the red right there. Put it laid on the table. So we'll have to look at that about 10 o'clock this morning. But that's out now. Hot stuff out of the Harbor Freeway southbound of the LAX. Scrammed up there. Skyscrapers are on the ends. And there's a probably is holding up there until 9 o'clock. I'm the same. And I'm going out to find out what's around. Let's go up to Skyboy.
Well, we have the LAX on the west side right now. I'm going to stand there. And it looks like it's going to be raining. It's going to be shambling away. He's going to stand there. Let's go to Sky, baby.
Fucking out of gas again, man. Boys, Sky Baby, sweet tan. Adds barbecue, 9 pounds of swinging meat.
Werber's bread is soft and delicious, and it comes in the nutritious 16-slice pack. Yes, I'm Dale Werber. Remember Weber's bread? Well, as soon as they went out of business, we swooped in with Werber's bread, got right in behind them, and sort of took up that niche, if you will. Werber's bread is that delicious, white, soft, batter-baked bread that has absolutely no nutritious value in it. None. It's 99 cents a loaf, if you'll pardon the expression, and you can get it at Werber's Bread Bakeries, located at 6161 Sunrise, next to Sunset. Werber's Bread and Werber's Bakeries. I'm Dale Werber.
I'm Dolores Werber.
I'm Harlan. Nellie Werber.
I'm Dr. Werber.
And I'm Frankenstein Werber, the patriarch.
Werber's bread since 1926. That's bullshit. Since 1999.
Getting to know you, oh, getting to know all about you. Yes, John Jerryman at the Cootie Playhouse, now until the end of the month. Getting to know you, getting for you to know me. John Jerryman, one of the great singers from the golden age of singing. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. At the Cootie Playhouse, three nights, 2 days, one afternoon. John Jerryman, one of the mostest greatest singers what you ever heard. Oh, I'm getting to know you. John Jerryman, the Cootie Playhouse, this weekend. Get your tickets now for John Jerryman at the Wabash Ticket Center.
Digital pop, I stop the world.
Yeah.
Female, it make no difference, I stop the world.
Hey. World famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico, Southern California. Now, here's Phil Henry. All right, thank you. And Bud Dickman alongside here. Bud, what do you got?
Right now I have Craig Hinderman on, or Craig Hinderhouse on the phone. And Craig, one of great guests and everything. We had him on last week talking to Margaret Gray. Can't seem to remember what you were talking to Margaret Gray about, Craig.
You know, I don't remember either. Well, it seems to me I was on with her. I don't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask her.
I don't even think she'll remember.
Well, Craig, you were with us. Was it singing or something like that?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's get to the point of...
You talk about a yacht club?
Well, we started up the El Pacifico Yacht Club over here, Phil, and wanted to know if you've reconsidered at all your membership.
I was not asked in the first place.
Oh, you were not asked in the first place. I thought you were.
No.
I thought we tendered you an offer to be a member of our club.
No.
Okay, I'm wondering why.
I'm right here. I'm sorry, I was delayed in the bathroom, and I hope...
I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything, all right.
No, he weighs...
You didn't want me to say you're pinching one.
You fucking...
Hey!
Come on, get...
How dare you?
All right, I know that embarrasses you, Margaret, and let me anticipate. Don't worry, I understand that you're a woman, but even women, have to take a...
Hey, can we move past this ridiculous, asinine area of conversation?
I'd want to.
You're the one that said...
Well, the kid said pinch it off.
I am very mortified.
Margaret, believe me, don't worry. It doesn't make me think any less of you that you have to take a shit at us.
All right, let's back up on this, okay?
Yeah, take two on this.
Are we still rolling?
We're rolling.
Yeah, we'll back up, sorry.
And, yeah, Craig Hinderman here.
I'll take it from here, bud. Thank you. Craig, how are you? It's good to have you back. And the name is Hinderhouse.
Yeah, it's Craig Hinderhouse, right? I'm thankful to be back. I was just talking to Phil, and I said that we had offered him a membership.
In the El Pacifico Yacht Club.
That's correct, Phil.
And I do not remember getting that offer.
And he said he does not remember getting the offer.
Now, did it come through the show, or did it come through, did it come through the show?
I think we tendered the offer through the Phil Henry Show.
Then that'd be you, bud.
I don't remember getting anything. Well, there was one thing that said that they wanted Mr. Henry to join the El Pacifico Yacht Club, but that wasn't from you, was it?
I think...
Are you kidding?
I think it would be, yeah.
But if it said that they wanted me to join the El Pacifico Yacht Club, why wouldn't it be from them?
I didn't know it could be a different guy.
What are you talking about, man? You know, Dick, but of all the dumb stuff you've done, and you've done some record-breaking dumb stuff...
All right, let's start all over again, then. Let's start all over again. Phil, we'd like you to join the El Pacifico Yacht Club.
Okay, there's only one problem, and that is that I do not own a boat.
Oh, you don't own a boat?
No.
Oh, God, what? How did we get, you don't, because the information I had, didn't you tell me that, bud?
Yeah, you have a boat.
No, I don't have a boat. Did you ever see a boat that I owned?
What? Say it again.
Yeah, Phil, you're getting a little confused.
Say it again, Phil, because that blew me away, too.
I'm talking to Bud. Did you ever see a boat that I owned?
Yeah.
When did you see a boat that I owned?
The one that you had that you pushed in the lake.
The toy boat? Do you want me to belt you?
Hey, come on,
Phil. I'll kick your ass. I mean, a regular-sized boat.
Did Mr. Henry have a regular-sized boat that a man can stand on?
No, not that I know of, no.
Thank you.
Well, it isn't that we won't take a boat that is so-called toy boat, because we've had some people who've desperately wanted to be members of our club, and we've desperately wanted to have them. Do you remember Joy Richter, Phil?
Yeah, vaguely.
All right, Joy wanted to get in, but he didn't have a boat, but he had one of these big remote-controlled electric boats that his son got from a hobby store, and he put a float underneath it so he could stand on it, and his son would activate the electric motor, and you'd see him standing on this toy boat, sort of floating out there, and he'd wave, they'd take pictures. Then they sent that to us, the yacht club, and he said, here, I'm standing on a boat. Now, it sounds ridiculous, but...
Wait a minute. You didn't give this guy a membership, did you?
Well, it's technically, we can't deny it. If he's standing on a boat that he owns, and she's water-worthy or weather-worthy, she's seaworthy, that's the word.
See, you don't even know the actual nautical terms. You got a guy standing on a toy boat, you know...
Excuse me, who am I speaking with?
This is General Shaw.
Oh, all right. You're one of the co-hosts?
Yeah, General Shaw's a co-host. General, if you don't mind, you know, I just want to finish this.
No, I want to ask this guy. He lets a guy into his yacht club who's standing on a toy boat.
It's not... If there's a man standing on it, you cannot deny that it's a boat that a man's on. And
well, what if I got a rowboat? What if I got a little tiny dinghy, something like that?
That's not a yacht. That's not a real boat, because that's something you paddle, okay?
A sailboat, then, is a real boat?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
I just thought when you say something you paddle...
Here's how you paddle.
Oh, God.
Hey.
No, I'm really... There's going to be a death... There's going to be a death.
I want to ask you something. If a guy...
Wait a minute. I don't want to be in an argument with people. I'm just trying to tell you what the rules of the yacht club are. And the rules of any yacht club, you have to own a boat.
All right. If you own... You can't own a rowboat. You can't own a dinghy.
No, you can't own some cheap, broken down dinghy that's got a hole. No. You've got to own an actual boat.
Well, so this guy's son had a toy boat.
It was one of those remote-controlled electric boats. This thing was not just some broken-down, busted-out dinghy with a hole in the bottom of it, something that had been sitting and rotting. This was a very beautiful... It was only about a foot or two long, but it was gorgeous.
Well, I don't understand. How was this man able to stand on it?
They mounted a large float underneath it that enabled him to stand on it and not sink it. A man standing on that would sink it unless you were able to place some kind of a float, some kind of a flotation device. And that's what he was able to do.
All right, we're talking here with Craig Hinderhouse about the El Pacifico Yacht Club. All right, it's a very bizarre concept, having a toy boat that you can stand on.
I understand that. That's why I'm asking, do you have a boat?
No, I don't.
Well, you can buy one at the hobby store.
You want Phil?
Yeah, hold on. You can buy one at the hobby store and put a float under it.
You want Phil to go to the hobby store and get himself a boat?
That doesn't sound like a real yacht club.
Well, yes, it's a real yacht club. The problem that I'm having here is I got about 9 different people. I'm trying to talk directly to you, Phil.
How bad do you need members?
We don't need members that bad. We thought we'd ask you if you would be a member of our club, because we are starting out new, and we want some individuals in the community who are fairly prominent. Not that you're any big deal, but, you know, until we get some real... I'm sorry to have to say that.
Well, you know what? Maybe you could just wait for your real significant celebrities then.
All right, well, don't get your feelings hurt here, Phil.
Yeah, that Phil, that's very small of you.
Right. What I'm saying is...
I'm not getting my feelings hurt, but if you want a real celebrity...
No, you qualify, but, you know, I'm saying you don't have a boat. That's how you get around it. You go down here to Max Hobbies. They have those remote-controlled boats. You put a large flotation underneath this thing so you can stand on it, have someone take a picture of you from the shore... And you wave, and if you wear a nautical hat...
Yeah, you know what? The whole thing sounds pretty goofy. It sounds like it's a joke.
Yeah, that's what I gotta say. It sounds like a joke.
It sounds like a joke.
Well, it does. If you're talking about a guy in a toy boat.
You know, I don't know if you gentlemen understand what it is to start a yacht club, especially in Southern California, to be able to get licensed as a yacht club and to try to get members. It's very, very difficult, okay? And not a lot of people have boats. So when we open up the membership rolls and we give people the option... to go out and find themselves a boat, any kind of a boat, even if it's a little hobby boat that you buy at a hobby store, even if it's something that all you have to do is be able to stand on it.
And it can't be a dinghy and it can't be a rowboat.
No, it can't be a rowboat. When we give people that option and they turn around and they say, it sounds like this is a joke, I have to tell you, it hurts me, because I have I've come up a long way in my life.
Hey, Craig, let me ask you this.
Well, if I could finish the point.
No, let me ask you this. When you started this yacht club, at the El Pacifico, and you said it was very difficult to get a license. It was very difficult to get the liquor license. I understand that. The restaurant license and all of that stuff. Did you have in mind the demographic, the area, the people?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
When you started this yacht club, did you have in mind the area, the demographic, the people involved, who you're going to be drawing it from?
What was the base of membership?
The base of members. Just go over that again.
Let me do it.
Just if you wouldn't mind.
Let me do it. When you started your yacht club, Craig, the El Pacifico Yacht Club.
Yes.
Did you first consider the community you'd be starting the club in? Did you have boat owners? Did you have people in that bracket of income, whatever you want to call it, that would sustain a yacht club?
All right. If I could just be clear here.
Do you understand what people are saying?
No, hold on. You're using a lot of words. There are a lot of big words. Sustain. Did I have demographics?
You don't know what sustain means.
You have a yacht club and you don't know these words?
Wait a minute. I don't know what sustain means, no.
You're kidding.
Wait, all right. Sustain means...
What does that mean, you're kidding?
Hold on, Phil.
Excuse me that I'm not an intellectual like you.
I don't think it's a tough word to know.
Hold on, Phil. Sustain means to support.
Say that again?
To support. To support, you know, but support him.
That, when that guy talks, I can't understand anything. I'm in hell. I'm in hell when that one talks.
Bud, be quiet.
Yeah, fine. Do you understand?
Say it again.
You know, look, Craig, this is Margaret. The question that we're asking here...
You're talking to me like I'm some kind of an imbecile. I can assure you that I'm not, okay? I own my own... I'm an architect, okay? I have my own architectural firm, all right? And I've been in the area for 31 years, and I know the people here.
Well, that's all we're asking.
That's what we're asking, dear. We're asking, do you know the people, and can they support a yacht club?
See, that's the disconnect. That's the disconnect. I don't understand what you...
You don't understand what... Now, you understand what it means... To support a yacht club.
I understand what it means to be in a yacht club.
All right, I tell you what, we're not getting anywhere. I will...
Well, is it yes or no?
Is it yes or no what?
Do you want to be a member of the yacht club?
No, I do not.
You have a boat and you don't want to be in our yacht club.
I do not have a boat.
You said you had a toy boat you could stand on.
No, I did not say I had a toy boat. You said that I could go buy a toy boat, put a flotation device under it, and stand on it.
That's what one of the guys in our club did. You telling me you saw that?
No, you told him he could do that.
You said that's what he should do to be a member of your yacht club.
All right, and you're refusing to do that?
Yeah, yes, I am refusing to do that.
Why?
Because I don't want to do that.
But I have to know why.
Hey, man, what is this? You ought to hang up on this guy.
Yeah, there's not much keeping me from hanging up on you, Craig.
You know, this is a little bit embarrassing, Craig. I vouched for you. You were on the show last week.
Oh, wait just a minute, Margaret. Yes, you did vouch for me, but I'm on the show right now as a respected member of the community. I'm starting a yacht club, and I'm asking Mr. Hendry, are you or are you not going to buy a boat?
I'm not buying a boat, no.
You live at the ocean, and you refuse to buy a boat.
What kind of an asshole is this?
You know, you can call me an asshole if you want. But at the end of the day, you still don't own a boat.
Okay, tell you what, Craig.
No. Answer my...
Why'd you hang up on that guy?
Yeah, I think you need to get right down to the line with that guy.
I need to do what?
You need to fight it right down the line with a guy.
Yeah, you shouldn't have hung up on him.
All right, then call his ass back. Hey. What is it with you guys?
What is it? That guy is so out to lunch that it just...
They got him right here.
Yeah, what they... Am I still on?
Yeah, I hung up on you, but we've just called you back.
If you called me back, I didn't hear it ring. I was still holding the phone.
Oh, he didn't hang up. I mean, he was still on the line.
I thought I disconnected him.
Well...
No, you can't disconnect me. I'll always be here as long as I want to be here.
Well, yes, I can disconnect you.
Hey, what is this guy talking about?
Are you going to buy a boat?
Fuck you.
Oh.
All right, folks. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, my God, Phil. You heard it, man.
I don't have anything more to do with that guy, right?
Sounds contentious, Phil.
Sounds contentious, Phil.
Well, what a dickhead. What are you coming down on me for?
Oh, this show has started out real bad, man. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Bye.
Brewster's and Sons, the finest old world furniture that you can find. Brewster's and Sons imports its furniture all the way from Eastern Europe. These pieces have been in castles, they've been in fortresses and old ancient homes. Some of these pieces have been with us for over 1,000 years, and they're now at Brewster and Sons. These pieces, antiques of antiquity, thousands of years old, are now at Brewster's and Sons in the Gosh Golly Mall.
Brewster's and Sons, with the ancient antiquity pieces.
And this month, this box with native soil in it. I'm only kidding.
Brewster's and Sons.
Brewster's and Sons at the corner of 6th and 7th in the Gosh Golly Mall.
Whether it be a car, be a buff, it's no fuss or muss at Weatherby's Car Wash.
Weatherby's Car Wash. It's no fuss, it's no muss. A bus, a car, or anything in between. We'll wash it and we get it done within 30 seconds or you don't ever pay again. You can bring your car, your bus, your motorcycle, your bicycle, your tricycle in for the rest of your or its life for free. That's my guarantee. And if I sound a little angry, yes, I do get angry when we screw up like that and we don't make that car as spick and as span as we possibly can make it in 30 seconds or less. Whether it be a car or be a buff, Weatherby that's no fuss or muff. Weatherby's Car Washes in the Hauser Mall.
From the things I can't forget.
Yeah! General Gavin Shaw, Stephen Bozell. He's got to delete some tweets. We'll get to Stephen in a moment. I was going to be talking about Twitter here with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
But first, we want to mention to you that you should get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, because if you do, you are able to see these live streaming events that we're having here this evening. You can also see the live streaming event of our backstage pass, BSP Chat. And when you do, you can see the numerous and multitudinous times that Phil fouls up and butchers this thing beyond all recognition.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, with a backstage pass, you can see Phil butcher it live and then have to go back and edit it. And he's all like, oh, shoot, now look what I got to do. Yes, it's a Phil Henry Show, and you can see him butcher it up.
So get yourself a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show a month or a year. Makes no never mind to us. And while you're there, check out some of the beautiful downloads you can purchase as well. The best of Ted Bell, the best of Bobby Dooley, the best of 2015, the best of 2000 and 2000 and whatever it is, 2005.
2001.
It's a real space oddity, baby.
And everything in between. That's the Phil Henry website. Get it now. A BSP.
At philhenryshow.com.
Steve Bozell joining us, Bobby Dooley also on the line, talking Twitter. And Steve, I know you've been on Twitter about as long as I have. What's the problem?
Well, the problem, it started when I was looking at the tweets that I did. And somebody said to me, you know, tweets don't go away. And I said, well, what do you mean?
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Yeah, they don't go away. There's something called Twitter Forever or Twitter.
Yeah, they could go way back.
Oh, you mean it's like a website?
Yeah, it's a website. They save tweets. And I don't know what I've done, but I started getting nervous about it. And it's about two nights ago, I was laying in bed, and I just said goodnight to my wife, and I put the kids to bed. And you know, it was beautiful, kind of was raining outside, and it was one of those winter nights, and I was going to settle back with a good book.
What are you reading?
I didn't have a book to read. I was just wanted to settle back with one, and I was looking for a book. I couldn't find. We do have books here, but I couldn't find a good one. And
well, I can recommend a few if you'd like.
I'd appreciate that, General. Yeah, but right now, I want to talk about because usually what I do, I would like to read, but I also do Twitter. I'd probably do Twitter more than anything else. And then I started to think, have I tweeted something that's dirty or not dirty, but.
Well, what do you know yourself better than anybody. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think I have, but it's possible because there have been times when I've just allowed myself to
talk to certain people, shall we say.
Well, just say certain things, talk to certain people. And so I went back. I started deleting tweets. And I went back and back and back and back. And I went way, way back, way, way back, way, way back. I went all the way back to like 2000 when it started in 2008.
Is that when Twitter started?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, about that time.
Yeah, I'm thinking about 2008.
Or it started earlier than that.
I think it started earlier than that, but in 2008 is when it really took off. And I went back, way back. And I think I finally came to the beginning of my Twitters, or my tweets. And the very first thing that I tweeted out was a comment about Roy Hutchins, my next-door neighbor, and my crew chief, Cliff Pettigrew. And I said, and I called them both blow buddies, because I was angry. So I deleted that.
What does that mean, blow buddies? So that's an insult.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Right, it's kind of crude.
I apologize, Ms. Graham. But,
So you called Cliff Pettigrew and Roy Hutchins blow buddies.
Yeah, because I was obviously mad at them.
What was it about, you remember?
I don't remember at all. But I'm thinking, if I said that to them, what else have I said, you know?
Well, if that's the worst thing you did, man.
Well, I mean,
those two guys, you've had it. You've gotten into with those guys before. That's not going to surprise them.
It's not going to surprise them. But like I'm saying, if I said that about them, what I say about other people? Other people.
Did you find anything else?
I did. I kept scrolling, and I scrolled and scrolled, and I saw a lot of comments. There, none of them was bad. None of them was dirty. None of them. But I come to one that it was very up in the air. Because it said, sometimes I wonder if I was born a woman in my mind and I should be a woman. And I deleted that one right away. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Now that was a tweet, but what? Why did you tweet that?
It was just out of the blue. It just said, sometimes I think I'd be better off if I was born a woman.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
It looks bad, though.
Well, I mean, come on, dude. You know, were you talking? In what sense were you saying that?
Yes. Were you saying that you needed to have sex reassignment surgery?
I could have. Yeah, I could have been. I could have meant that, because that was probably a time when I was really frustrated and felt, I don't know. You know, I've had weird thoughts and weird feelings, but
everybody does, man.
Well, have you ever thought about you needed to be a woman, Mr. Henry?
No, but I don't think you meant that way. I think you probably meant politically or socially it's easier to be a woman.
Oh, now, don't start putting words into his
mouth.
Yes, all right. So I didn't. That's where words come out of.
Yeah. Well, words come from a lot of places, but. What I'm saying is...
Into your mouth.
All right, well, no, you're not putting words in my mouth. I think that...
Were you... If I tweeted something like that, if I wrote something like, sometimes I wish I was born a woman, that could mean in the sense of, you know, I wish that I was born a woman because women maybe have it easier. Not that I really believe that.
Well, I don't think so, because the way I wrote it, it was, I wish I was born a woman, because I was looking at April tonight getting ready, and I wish I was born a woman.
That just still doesn't mean anything.
I would freak out about that.
Well, I went ahead and I deleted that. Then I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled, and I came to one I was talking to. It looked like a young lady, and I don't remember her handle. The handle doesn't mean anything to me. I think it was Bob Greasy, I think it was Bob Greasy or something like that.
That was the Twitter handle.
That Twitter handle was like Bob Greasy.
Now, who is Bob Greasy? That name rings a bell.
The football player.
The former football player.
All right.
Yeah, and so... I think I started talking to it. I say it because I don't, to this day, no. And because I thought it was Bob Greasy, but it turned out it said no. I said, you're not Bob Greasy, and turned out it was a girl. And it goes, no, I'm a female. And I said, okay. And she started talking to me about politics and everything, but she made a very interesting comment. She said, well, tomorrow morning I got to get up and go with my dad down to the recycling center. Because we're taking a bunch of tin cans and pots and pans and crap down there. And I said, oh, Christ almighty, help me. Help me. You know, I'm feeling the panic right now.
All right, why were you panicking about that? Because it was a little girl?
Well, yeah. First of all, she started talking about who do you like in the elections. She started saying things like, that she had a job working as an executive secretary for a large chemical company.
She had a job, and then she said what?
And then she said, tomorrow morning I'm going with my daddy, and we're taking stuff to the recycling center.
Well, that could still mean that she's a fully of-age adult.
Well, what does it mean, I'm going with my daddy?
A lot of women that are older call their fathers daddy.
Oh, man, are you kidding? Well, I tell you.
Look at Steve. You know, you really got to relax on this one. You have a guilty conscience.
That's what I think's going on here. What did you say to this woman?
Well, I got a little loose with her, and I started talking one night about, man, I wouldn't mind. And she was saying, well, you know, I don't know, he and all this. And I...
And you were afraid you're talking to what?
I think I was talking to a little girl.
An executive secretary for a chemical company.
Well...
Look, Bozell, would you relax? Because you are the kind of guy that goes off the deep end.
I don't think I'm going off the deep end. What I'm saying is, of those three instances, when I called them, I said that they were blow buddies. Then the other one, I thought I was born a woman. And the other one, I was hitting on an underage girl.
You don't know that she was underage, man. Did you ask her how old she was?
Of course not. God, get a load of you. You ask a woman her age.
If it's a little girl, if you think it's a little girl... If you're afraid that it's an... As a matter of fact, if you think you're talking to a little girl, you ought to just cut off the conversation entirely.
Well, I didn't know until she said to me, I thought, yeah, maybe it was a little girl, until she said, I'm an executive secretary for a chemical company, and on the weekends, I like to drive a monster truck. My boyfriend has a monster truck.
How do you figure that's an underage girl?
You know what? You're making problems for yourself.
Because she said she's going with her daddy to the recycling center.
Hey, Bozell, why don't you relax? Phil's not your enemy.
I know, but...
And watch the language.
I'm sorry.
Dell, if she says she's going with her daddy?
A lot of women that are older refer to their fathers as daddy. It's just a...
Well, I'll tell you right now, if April Jr. gets to be, you know, in her 30s or 40s or 50s, and she's calling me daddy, oh, man, I got to throw a flag on that. It's a 15-yard penalty. I got to walk away from that, you know?
What do you mean?
If my daughter, April Jr., says, hey, daddy, and she's 50... Man, I walk away. I just drop everything, and I just put my hands in the air. I go, I'm walking. You know, I got it.
All right, we're talking to Steve Bozell here about deleting tweets. He's deleted three so far, one having to do with what he thought was an underage female. We don't think so. She's an executive secretary for a chemical company. And
Good country.
Yeah, I know I did.
Why don't you knock it off, will you, Dickman?
Okay.
She's the executive secretary for a chemical company. Another one where Steve said he thought he wished he was born a woman, and another where he called Roy Hutchins and Cliff Pettigrew blow buddies.
Not, yeah, blow buddies. Not blow buddies, but...
Yeah, blow buddies. And we're discussing this in light of Twitter, because we got Bobby Dooley coming up. What else?
Well, I kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Now, when you say scrolling, you're going through these gradually from the very beginning to present day.
Yeah, to present day. Now, I'd say I'm back in 2010... 2011, then I come to another one. And that's the one where I told you, and I told a lot of people that I love to go to Olive Garden, and I love to, I wear Spurs, and a lot of people laughed at that, and I don't care about that part. April Jr. thinks it's sexy when I wear my Spurs, and we go into Olive Garden, I take her to dinner, and I got Spurs on, and I'll go into the bathroom, and she likes to hear me walking out of the bathroom, because she likes to hear the Spurs jingling and jangling, you know? And
yeah.
Yeah. All right. I admit we're a weird couple.
Yeah. You're weird.
Yeah, you're a weird couple. You know, nothing against that.
You're a weird couple, though.
All right. I admit it. We're a weird couple. You know what? And hey, vive la différence, you know?
Vive la différence.
Yeah. So,
What does that mean? Vive the difference?
Yeah, celebrate the long live the difference.
What? Never mind, man. You guys, will you numbnuts just listen?
So I'm coming out of the men's room with the jingling, and I got all my Spurs, and I'm feeling it. Now, hooked to the back of the spur was a piece of toilet paper that was dragging behind my Spurs. So as I'm coming out of the bathroom and I'm whistling the theme to For a Few Dollars More, and
you're doing what?
Would you please just listen to me?
You're whistling the theme to A Few Dollars More.
Yeah, or I'm sorry, Fistful of Dollars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Well, what's that mean, Mr. Andy? Uh-huh.
I'm listening to you, man. This is, you know, it's getting interesting.
All right, so you're coming out of the bathroom. You're whistling the theme to A Fistful of Dollars. You're wearing Spurs. You're walking bow-legged, as I remember you saying, right?
Yeah, that's right. And unbeknownst to me is a piece of toilet paper dragging behind the spur. And I got every guy in the place laughing, okay? Or all the waiters and all the servers, everything like that. So I turned to them and I said, you know, I did what Roberto Duran did, and I just grabbed it. And
in other words, you did something vulgar.
Well, Ms. Gray.
That's what a guy does. Okay, so you grabbed it.
I grabbed it, and then I went, and then I tweeted. When I got to the table, because April was, she was looking at me. She said that was a bad effect. You know, she thought it was sexy, but then she saw the toilet paper, and she heard everybody laugh, and so she was looking at me and going, "Wow, that you just man it." She said I was all ready to go, man. It was going to be some kind of a ride home. But when they all laughed and I saw the toilet paper attached to the spur, I just went, "F it." And she gave me the big thumbs down and just went back to her menu. And
This is really interesting, man.
Can I finish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's very interesting. So your wife really gets turned on by you wearing spurs
wearing spurs and walking bow-legged.
You know what? It's just between a man and his wife, all right?
Okay, that's fine. But when you had the toilet paper attached to the spur and all of the waiters started laughing, she...
Thank you very much.
You can't hang up, Mr. Bozell.
God.
Don't worry, we'll let you go in a second. When they laughed, your wife gave you the big thumbs down and went back to her menu.
Yeah, that's right. So then...
So what did you tweet?
So then I went on Twitter. She's looking at the menu, and she won't even talk to me. So that's when I went on Twitter, and I went, I've said, and the people that founded Twitter, in my opinion, are sex criminals. So I had to delete that.
That's not bad either.
No, that's not bad.
Well, all right. I mean, I can't really take your word for it, Mr. Henry.
Look, Bozell, use your head, will you? You're calling the people that founded Twitter sex criminals. Now, that is a legitimate, even though it's a very heavy-handed and not very funny, lampooning remark. You're not going to get... What are you afraid is going to happen?
I'm afraid I'm going to get sued, yeah, for calling them sex criminals.
Well, why did you say that?
Because they made fun of me at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, the Olive Garden at Twitter.
It doesn't matter. The Olive Garden's got no power. Twitter's got the power, and I wanted to lash out at the people that laughed at me.
Why didn't you go on the Olive Garden account and say, you guys at Olive Garden suck ass or something like that?
That's nothing, man. That's not going to do it for me. I had to make a bold, big statement. So I said, the people that founded Twitter are sex criminals.
And did you say why?
Yes, I said why. In the tweet, I said, I just walked out of the bathroom at Olive Garden. I had toilet paper attached to my spur. I was walking bow-legged. I was whistling the theme from A Fistful of Dollars. And I had on spurs, and I had my thumbs hooked into my belt. Everything that my wife likes. But because I had toilet paper dragging behind my spur, every waiter in the place, all the servers, all of the busboys, all the cooks, the chefs, everybody, everyone that works at Olive Garden was laughing, howling. Some of them holding onto the wall, some of them falling to the floor.
Every single person there.
No, not every single person there.
Every one of the employees, you're saying?
Every single employee, yeah.
And every single employee at Olive Garden.
See, right there, you were going to say Twitter Garden.
At Olive Garden.
Yes, every single one was hanging onto the walls, hanging onto the doors, going, ah! And so I was so outraged and so angry, I got on Twitter and I went, everyone who founded Twitter is a sex criminal.
And you think that's an appropriate statement to make about Olive Garden?
No, I don't. And that's why when I saw it, I was frightened.
Well, did you delete it?
I deleted it, yeah, but Twitter holds on to everything, and they're going to know that it was there because they can go and see. Twitter knows every tweet, and I don't know how, but...
Like I said, they got those websites to track them.
Yeah, they got websites to track them. I don't know how you can permanently hold on to tweets. Maybe you can. I don't know. And if that's the case, look, if it's not hurting Donald Trump, why should it hurt you?
No, I don't think that's funny, Mr. Henry. I support Mr. Trump, and he's never said anything even remotely like that.
Yeah, Donald Trump might have said some things that people think are stupid, but he's never said anything that, you know, this guy's a sex criminal.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know about that. He said a lot of things.
Well, I'm not here to talk about Donald Trump. I'm just saying, okay, that, I deleted it, but I'm afraid now Twitter's going to go back and find out that I deleted it, and that'll doubly be bad, because they'll go, well, we were going to blow it off, but now that he deleted it, that means he really thinks it's bad, so now we're going to go after him note and tong, you know, so...
What's that mean?
What's what mean?
Note and tong.
Note and tong is
there are two devices that you used to carry ice in the olden days, a note and tong, and that means the whole job, you know?
Yeah. And it's also the name of a bar that Mr. Henry used to go to, but...
Yeah, did I tell you that?
Yeah, the one near the ice house.
Yeah, the Note and Tong is the... Yeah, the Note and Tong is the bar. It used to be the bar next to the ice house. That's a very interesting piece of trivia.
Great. Now we know another place where Phil drinks. Jesus. You know, we got too much information there, Phil.
All right, fine. So what are you going to do now, man?
Now that I've deleted all the tweets, I think I'm safe, but I don't know.
All right, you know what? I think you're safe, and I don't think you have to apologize to anybody. And I think, Steve, what you should do is go back and have fun on Twitter. I would suggest, however, that, you know, the whole thing with the Spurs.
That's something that we enjoy, my wife and I. I know that a lot of people think it's funny.
Well, just be ready to get a lot of ridicule, man, if you're walking into the Olive Garden with Spurs and your thumbs in your belt and whistling the theme to A Fistful of Dollars. You know?
No, I don't know.
Well, we've been telling you this for years, Steve.
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, sir, I don't know.
You don't know how that looks asinine?
No. No, I don't. And my wife, April, who saw me come out of that bathroom, and she said I was ready to just go ahead and do it on the floor right there at the Olive Garden.
Oh, get out of here.
Hey, Mr. Henry, my wife, you know, I'm not saying she would have, but that's how ready to go she was when she saw me with wearing my Spurs. But when she saw the toilet paper and heard every single server, every single maitre d', all the hostesses, all the busboys, all the dishwashers, and all the cooks at the Olive Garden just go all together, ah, ha, 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 ha. Fuck.
I'm going to let you go, man.
Yeah.
Steve Bozell.
Fucking.
I'll say it again, and then I'll let it rest. That's a guy that needs to go inside for about 6 months, the very best facility that you can find. I know. Under observation. We'll be back, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
Woo!
Blast Off Records presents Rowdy Jimmy Turner and the Jimmy Turner Quartet at Billingsley's Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday night. We'd play you selections from their new album, but it's not yet completed, and no one gets to hear the new album until they get to hear the new album. Rowdy Jimmy Turner and the Jimmy Turner Quartet at Billingsley's, presented by Blast Off Records. Blast Off Records, orbiting Mars and returning with new sounds for a new generation. Blast Off. Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com with Bobby Dooley. And Bobby at the Western States Homeowners Association, although tonight having herself a tub. Bobby, how you doing?
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Bobby, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Can you turn the tub water down? I'd really appreciate it, because all we're trying to do here is interview you, and it's a little difficult to hear you. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
So Bobby Dooley joining us here. You have said repeatedly on Twitter that you are leaving. We just talked to Steve Bozell about deleting tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And you have said that you're leaving.
I am. I've made the decision, and I wanted to announce it on Phil's show that I have made the unilateral decision, as has Steve, in solidarity, to leave Twitter in protest of what they're doing. I don't know if you're aware of the fact, but the great actor James Woods has left Twitter. He came back, but he made the announcement that he has left.
Yes, but he did come back, and I don't know James Woods personally, although I'm sure I have interviewed him.
You know, Margaret, it really bothers me when you pretend, you know...
I'm not pretending anything. You're just jealous.
All right, wait, hold on.
Phil, no, don't get in the middle of two women because you think you have to calm it down. I'm saying...
Oh, did you say that you knew James Woods?
Wait, hold on. We're not going to get into a discussion of who knew who, if you don't mind. I just want to talk about Bobby leaving Twitter. I know that this was as the result of James Woods leaving Twitter, right?
Yes, if I could finish. James Woods left Twitter, and then he came back onto Twitter. But this is about him leaving Twitter. This got nothing to do with him going back on Twitter. Just, do you take my meaning? I don't know if you understand.
Yes, I understand, but here's what I'm trying to say. I understand James Woods leaving and then coming back because he's one of our great stars.
I agree, yes.
All right. But when you leave and you come back, it sounds dumb. You know, it sounds like dumb boy. It sounds like dumbbell on parade. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. And I'd agree with you were it not for the fact that I think I'm a cut above, if you don't mind, Margaret, the average person. I'm not saying I'm equal to James Woods, but I am the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and so I am entitled to my standing and to operate in that area of what you call dumbbell.
Because of what?
Because I have the standing.
All right, because you're a president of a homeowners association.
Yes. James Woods is one of our great stars. So he can, using the standing of a great star, he can quit and still survive a dumbass play like coming back onto Twitter.
All right, we're talking with Bobby and Bobby Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association, who's, if you're hearing a little bit of splashing, she's in the bathtub tonight.
It was a very stressful day. I hope you don't mind.
It's all right, dear. I love to take a tub in the evening. Many times I'll take a tub. You know, Frank will draw one for me.
Yeah, I understand, Margaret. You know, you don't have to use the big words.
What big word did I use?
Well, you're talking about drawing a tub, you know.
All right, big deal. So...
Well, you know, she's...
It's not a big word. Don't be such... Bobby, don't be such a Pinocchio with your nose growing only a...
It's growing down between my legs and taking a U-turn.
That's right.
That is as vulgar as it gets. Hold on for a minute. Oh... Yeah.
Would you stop that?
Hey, Bobby, please.
I'm sorry. It just feels so relaxing.
All right, Bobby Dooley with us. What is the whole thing with going on Twitter and then... Could you turn that water off, please, if you don't mind?
Hold on for a minute. A little more. Just a little more. See?
Yeah.
That's good.
You know what? You sound like a man in that tub.
Isn't that interesting? I sound like a man in the tub? What are you on?
I'm not on anything. I just heard you go, yeah.
It happens when you're feeling something very relaxing like that. A lot of women relax into it, and our vocal cords just completely collapse. And so you go from going, oh, I'd like some more hot water, to...
Yeah, lay it on me.
So what?
What the hell?
All right, can I get back to this discussion, and then we're going to end it forever?
Go ahead.
So... You think it's totally normal quitting Twitter because you say it's a repressive and fascist environment, but then you're going back on Twitter.
I'm going back on Twitter because I'm not going to let them win, and also because James Woods went back on Twitter, and so I don't feel like such an ass going back on Twitter. See what I'm saying? So in other words, if I went back on Twitter, hold on for a minute.
All right, yeah, man, that.
All right, well, you're off to a big start here this week.
Hey, you know what? It's the beginning of the week. That's the good news. And the good news, it being the beginning of the week, means that, you know,
hope springs eternal.
Yeah, hope springs eternal.
Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for CMPRI Incorporated, all rights reserved, here on Podcast One.
See you guys tomorrow. Have a good day, a good evening, a good life, a good night, and... I don't know, man. If you're on Twitter, just stay on Twitter, will you? If you're not on Twitter, stay off of Twitter.
That's good advice for you, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.